Okay, so welcome back, everybody. I hope everyone had a pleasant Yom Tov season.
We don't know what we are doing.
Well, at least in terms of Gashmias, I guess. Rochmias, we hope also. Oops. The major theme of the Parshas Noach relates to the weather. Right? Rain, rain, and more rain. So I'd like to use the opportunity to speak about rain, specifically the tefillah that we started to recite just a week ago today. A week ago today was Shmini Atzeres, last Thursday. And that is the insert of Masha Baruch Amar Geshem. The pasuk says here in Parshas Noach, Bereishis Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis, the first source, it says, "Vayhi Hageshem al ha'aretz arba'im yom va'arba'im laila." We all know the rain waters were on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. So Rashi makes a comment. He's bothered by the fact that here in this pasuk Yud Beis, it says, "Vayhi Hageshem al ha'aretz." So Rashi says, "Dilmas Vayhi Hageshem al ha'aretz." There in Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis, "Ulahalan ha'omer." A few psukim later, it says, "Vayhi ha'mabul." The flood. Here, why in this pasuk it says Vayhi Hageshem, there it says Vayhi Hamabul. Ela kishoridon horidon rachamim, because when Hashem originally made the rains fall at the beginning, He brought them down with rachamim. Shim yachzuru yu gishmei brocha. They would do tshuva right then and there. The rains would become gishmei brocha, rain of that's necessary. That's a blessing. Ukshalo chazu. Then when they didn't do tshuva, hayol hamabul, they became a mabul. So this teaches us that rain, while obviously has tremendous destructive capacity, as the Sadra tells us, that the whole world, right, that we wanted it to come not too hard and so on and so forth, not too hard, not too soft, just right. But that's what this Rashi says, that rain can certainly be destructive, but it can also be gishmei brocha. We know that rain is an important commodity, or however we describe it, an important feature that the earth needs to survive. And indeed, it's striking that in a couple of places in the Torah, famous places, were promised rain as the first reward for observance of mitzvah. So we take a look in the third source in Parshas Bechukosai, the very beginning of the Parshas Vayikra, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Gimel. In Bechukosai, Pelechu Ves Mitzvosai, Tishmur Vasi Semosam. If you'll follow my chukim and you'll observe my mitzvahs and you'll do everything, what's the first reward, the immediate reward in Pasuk Davon Asati Gishmechem Bitan? I will give you rain in the proper season. It's not enough to have rain, you have to have it in the right time, and you know, when you need it.
Place.
Right time, in the right place. I explained this post to Talmidim. I said, if you follow baseball, you know, if your team is winning and the home team in the bottom of the fifth, so then you're happy for it to rain because that's it, you won the game. On the other hand, if you're losing, so then you'll
second for ninth man.
Right, so the rain comes in the wrong time and the team can lose. But anyway, but my point is, in all seriousness, here in Bukhosi, that's the first reward the Torah mentions. If you observe the mitzvahs, the chukim and tzom, then asati gishmechem b'itom, and also artzivul of eitzal sedei tempio, the earth will give forth its produce, and the fruits of the tree will give its fruits, and the trees in the field will give its fruits, and so on. Perhaps an even more famous pasuk. It was in Parshas Ekev, Dvarim Perek Yud Aleph, Pesukim Yud Gimel Yud Aleph. It comes from the second Parsha of Kriyishma, originally, of course, in Parshas Ekev. Ahoya, Yim Shavu, you just said it in Meir, right? Ahoya, Yim Shavu, Tishmon, Zasa, Asher, Anachim, and Tzaneh, Samayom. Le'avos, Hashem, Alakech, Malav, B'chol, Avachim, Chol, Avachim, right? If you'll listen to the mitzvahs, which I'm commanding you today, you'll love Hashem, and you'll serve Him with all your heart and your soul. What's the immediate reward? Again, the first thing, Pesuk Yud Aleph, V'nasati Matar, Atzachem, Bito. I'll give you Matar and rain. Matar and Geshem is the same thing. I'll give you the rain on the earth in the right time. Yoreh Umak Coast, whether softer rain, harder rain, so on, they'll south to the Ganach. Eventually, you'll gather in your grain, this Yerosh HaVitzarecha, your oil, and your obviously your wine, and your oil, and so on. So, there again, both places you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a reward. What's the reward? The first reward the Torah mentions for observing the mitzvah is rain. Rashi explains there in Parshas Ekev, in Perek Yidal of Dvar and Pasuk Yidal, and Asati Mitar Tzachem, Asise Mashalechem Afani, Asise Mashalai. You do, you're supposed to do, I'll do what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to provide rain. You do the mitzvahs, you do the chukim, mishpatim, you love me, and so on and so forth, and I'll do what I'm supposed to do. So obviously rain is something which is potentially a great bracha, and it's obviously something that's greatly necessary for the survival of the world. Even today, with all our technological advances, you need rain. If there's no rain, then the crops don't grow, and we hear to this day about droughts, famines and droughts. Right now, I think, no, in California there's a drought. So every other year, you hear about droughts, you know, in different parts of the world where there's real famine, and so even today. Now, today, there are other ways out sometimes. You can import food today from other countries in a way which perhaps you couldn't do in the ancient times, but then you could store food for longer, etc. But I don't have to document here the importance of rain. Even to this day, with all of our advances, you still need something so simple as rain. So I'd like to turn to the Shir to this issue of Masha Ruach Mordechai Geshem, which again we began reciting just a week ago today, believe it or not, just a week ago, on Shmi Atzeres, we said Tzilas Geshem, we began saying Masha Ruach in the second bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, and that all is discussed in the beginning of Maseches Tainus, the sixth source is the Mishnah in Maseches Tainus, Daf Bei Zamed Aleph. The Mishnah is, Me'em Asai Maskir in Gurus Geshamim. Starting when do we recite what's called Gurus Geshamim? Rashi, let's move to 7 for a second. Rashi tells us right away, Me'em Asai Maskir in Gurus Geshamim, Rashi on that Mishnah, Bei Zamed Aleph and Tainus. Shomer Mashiach Morageshem, right? That's what Gurus Geshamim is, a nickname. That's Chazal's nickname for Mashiach Morageshem. It's called Gurus Geshamim. Rashi says, the Gemara before his time on my Karli Gurus Geshamim. The Gemara will explain why it's nicknamed Gurus Geshamim. It comes down as a manifestation of God's might and his power. The Gemara explains it. Okay, but when the Mishnah says Gurus Geshamim, Rashi tells us that's just a nickname for Mashiach Morageshem. Fine. So back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, when do we do this? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Miyom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. Rabbi Eliezer says, when do we start saying Mashiach Morageshem? On the first day of Sukkot. Chag always, Chag by itself always means Sukkot. Right? Pesach is also Chag. Shavuot is also Chag. But, so there are different reasons. And if it talks about others, but let's call it Zvansim. Because same as the holiday and so on and so forth. Let's do it. Greater level of simcha and salt. The chag by itself is sukkah. So Rav Elazar says, when do you begin saying Masha Ruach Morageshem and Shmoneh Esrei? Miyom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, the first day of Yom Tov of Sukkah. Rav Yeshua Omer Miyom Tov Achron Shel Chag. Yeshua says in the end, the last day of Sukkah, we call Shmini Atzeres. Now, just as a side point, I want to emphasize that the nickname Gurus Geshamim, by which Rashi says Masha Ruach Morageshem, the important phrase there is not the Masha Ruach part, but the Morageshem part. Okay, and the Mashiach Ruach is fine, but that's Gurus Geshamim, right? It's more Hageshem. Why? So the Gemara points out on Daf Gimel Aleph. I'm going to a side point. We'll move ahead and we'll come back to the Mishnah. You take a look in Source 8, the Gemara in Tanis Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tana the Brisa Betal Uveruchos Lo Chivu Chacham LaHaskir. There's no specific decree that you have to include a prayer for Tal or a prayer for Ruach. You don't have to. If you want to, you can. Okay, my time, let's say, well, why isn't that? Yes, Shem, you have to, Yeshua. Yes, so Masha Ruach is very simple. You can, but it's not the emphasis. That's my point. It's not the ikar of that phrase. Why is it not important also to for the winds? So Rashi says, the Gemara says, my time, Amar Chanin Lefisha Ein Net Sorin. They never stop. They're always there. And Rashi explains there, in Tanis Gimel Aleph, source number 9, the Tal of Ruchos, Masha Ruch Mor Atal, Lo Chivu Chacham LaHazker, Afil Mosak Shomer. There was no requirement to say either Masha Ruch Mor Atal and so on, even when in the season you might need them and so on.
Okay? Ruch all year round.
What's that?
It's only a Shevach.
But it wasn't built in, so it may relate to what I'm talking about. It's not a must. You can, but it's not a must.
The first two brothers.
So we're going to talk about it. Let's see. We're going to talk about that. That's exactly what we're talking about. But anyway, but they're always there. Look, you ain't netzarin, netzarin, the Gemara says. So Rashi explains.
It doesn't stop and stop.
So let's see. Look at Rashi says in the second Rashi in 9. Lefisha ain't a netzarin. She'umale hain eina olam iskayim. The world can't survive without either of them. The high de amrinan betfila mashi varuach amar hageshem. This is the point I want to bring out from this Rashi. In Tanis Gimel Aleph, the Masech Lefisha ain't a netzarin. Rashi says, the high de amrinan betfila mashi varuach amar hageshem. That which we always put it together. We always say, not only amar hageshem, we always say mashi varuach also. Why? Lav mishum chiyim. That's not obligatory. The main thing is the Geshem. The Tal Baruchos Mo'ilos Lord to Sakh Lanar, because the song Zika the Basmita Kimitsu.
You could say Mari Geshem, forget about Mashiach.
You could, but the minute is to say Mashiach, but he said it's not obligatory. Because apparently they're always there. The world wouldn't exist for 2 seconds without it. Rashi later in Tinus on Gimel with Bays.
Without the
wind? So, yeah, but the wind you need. Rashi and Gimel with Bays explains why. And again, I don't know if this is exactly true scientifically or not, but Rashi explains what he means. But Rashi says in Tinus, because some about the heat that's generated by the earth, if it wouldn't be winds to spread things around, the world wouldn't even last for a second. So Ruach is given, it has to be there. It must be there. The world will not be able to survive. Okay, again, the idea is, the Ritva explains, we look at 11, there's all side points. The Chidush Ritva and Gimel and Aleph and Tainus explains, Gemara Tana B'tav Ruch Zolchim Chachamim Lahazkir B'moh Hazkir Mahazkir Ikar Perish Lochivu Chachamim Lahazkir Tal Baruchas B'shum Zman. The Chachamim don't impose an obligation to either ask for Tal or Ruach at any time. Even the time when you need it, it's mentioned. If you go on Tal b'mos hachama, like Tal, people say Mar Tal, but you don't have to. Or Ruchos b'mos hachamim, in the rainy season, we say Mashurua, but you don't have to. B'mbol ha'haskar, if it was Mashayimu b'mol, could go on Tal b'mos hachamim, Ruchos b'mos hachamim, Maskar, like I was said. If you want to mention it even at a time when it's not, it's still a Shevach, you're allowed to do it, but you don't have to. The question is why it's not obligatory. Good, it's not, but that's what comes out from these Gemaras and these Rishonim. It's not obligatory to ever ask for Tal or for Ruach. For our purpose now, the main thing is we call it, and that's perhaps why we call it Gvuras Geshamim. How come it's not called Gvuras Ruach Geshamim? Right? Rashi told the first Rashi on that Mishnah in Tainus, right? Beis Amaralim. It says, when the Mishnah calls it Gvuras Geshamim, it means what we call Masha Ruach Mar Geshem. Why isn't it called Gvuras Ruach Geshamim? The answer is the Ruach is not the essential component of that. Okay, but getting back to the Mishnah, so it comes out there's a machlokas between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. When do you begin saying Masha Ruach Mar Geshem? Rabbi Elezer says, when? On, what you call it, on the first day of Sukkot? And he, Rabbi Yeshua, says at the end of Sukkot. Okay, so let's continue in the Mishnah back in 6. Omar Lo Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua said to Elijah, listen, my friend, Hoel, Ve'ein Hagshamim Ela Simen Klala Bechag, Lama Hu Maskir. You don't want it to rain on Sukkot. According to you, Elijah, you begin saying Masha Ruach, I guess, on the first day of Sukkot. Rain on Sukkot is a Simen Klala. Rashi explains in 7. Simen Klala Bechag, and Kedarmino Mesech Sukkot, Perka Yoshin, Ne'im Asai Muta Lefanas, Mishra Tisach HaMakab, right? When can you go indoors? If it starts to rain and the food gets soggy, right? There are shiurim, how much, you know, the rain has to impact the food. So then you go in, and the Gemara there says, she spells it out, a famous Marshal Evid Shabalimzo Kosla Rabo. Yeah, and Evid brings his master a cup of something to drink. The Shafach Lo Kito upon him, he pours in his face, right? It's like he rejects what he did. So here we build the Sukkah, we're all ready for Sukkah and stuff. So you feel rejected. Yeah, did everything, all the hard work, and now it rains. You feel that way. I know, I always feel it rains. I always feel like, oh, all this hard work. It's like, you know, Kosh Baruch Hu, Rachman Tzan, rejected us, spit in our face. Okay? And he says, I don't want you serving me like this way. Klomar. Kishag Shalom Yardin Asukha, call Yotsu. When rain's coming to Sukkah, you have to go out. Right? The nearest Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz Nishtamish Upon. It's like a Kadosh Baruch doesn't want what we're doing. So I says we'll be sure to believe. If I'm my maskil haski gurus kashon bechag, the nearest who is power, she yovel motem bechag. Why would you say a tefila? So therefore, be sure. So Yeshua says, let's wait till Shmirat Teres. Let's wait till Shmirat Teres. The sukkah is done. Can't forget about chutzarts. We the sukkah Shmirat Teres. I'm not dealing with that now. But again, the yontif is over, so then you can begin asking for rain. So that's a good kasher b'shua. So as Yeshua said, you look in the source 6 again. Amar Belezer, Belezer answered. Excuse me. Afani lo amarti lishol. I never said anything about asking for rain. I agree. I don't want the rain on my sukkah either. Okay. I never said asking for rain. I said, mention, Mashiach Morageshim. We think about it at home, it's not a request. You don't say anything, you don't ask anything. You're just acknowledging that God has the power, the ability to make the winds and the rain and so on and so forth. You didn't ask anything. Okay? You can do it. So, 1 second. So, that's what Belezer says. It's okay to ask, to say Mashiach Morageshim, Sukkot's time, even in the first days of Sukkot, because I'm not asking for the rain, I'm just acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to produce the rain. So, Yeshua says back to him, okay. So say it all year long. If you're not asking for it, what do you wait till the first day of Sukkot for? Say it in July and then any other time of the year. And he doesn't answer. Oh, let's see. So say it every day. So that's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah in Tainus Beis Amud Aleph. Okay.
Now, why do we say it then?
So 1 second. So, look, we pass like a Mishnah, wait till the end of Sukkot.
Right.
Wait till Shmirat Teres. But take a look now at Source 12. We'll go back now. We've done the things with Source a side point. Tosus there in Tainus Beis Amud Aleph says, in Cain. This was the kasher which Rabbi Yeshua after Belezer. In Cain, Tosus explains, Imata Omer Maskirin Afal Pish Ein Sholin, Ho Umashma Belonosa Af Bekaites Kiru. Right? I mean, then say it in the summertime, right? Umata no Saint Simon, Yom Tavishon. Why do you say start Yom Tavishon? Say it all year long. If you're not asking, if your teretz to me was, well, I'm not asking for rain anyway. So good, so it's just a shemach, it's just a praise, it's just an acknowledgement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to produce rain. Good, so say it all year long. All right?
Well, we judge that the rain, though.
Oh, 1 second. So, Rabbi Elezer Omer, the Mishnah doesn't give Rabbi Elezer's retort. Rabbi Elezer must have a response, a good kasha. Okay, the Mishnah does not record Rabbi Elezer's response to Yeshua, but the Tosas gives a preview coming trap and says there's a brice in the Gemara. Rabbi Elezer Omer, the brice in the Gemara, You want to mention the summertime too, when it's not the rainy season in there too? Just say it's also okay. Okay, one second.
We want to know what you're supposed to do.
Oh, one second. So he says, and he explains it. He says, the answer is, Miu ad hashta lo rome ale chova. Now it becomes obligatory. That's the Beleza's point. Rabbi Beleza says, Enochanami, I'm not asking for rain. I'm acknowledging, but if for some reason it becomes obligatory now on the first day of Sukkot to ask for rain, you want to ask in the summer court to me, because what the heck? You want to say much? You're not asking anyway. It's not only a praise. So why not say it all year? So say it all year. Then it becomes obligatory now. Why? Here's the point. Avu Yom Tov Rishon, this is a point I want to stress for the whole Shia. Avu Yom Tov Rishon Chova Liratzos Lifnei She'ela. You want liratzos, I don't have a good word, to appease, to find favor, ritzui, which is a term by kabbanis, right? A little more here, though. Because, in other words, so look what Tosa says, shekol haba levakesh matim umiratzah. When you ask for something, you don't walk up to the guy and say, here's what I want. You walk up to the guy and say, listen, you're a nice guy, can you do me a favor? I was telling my friend just the other day, what a generous fellow you are, right? No, you butter him up, right? Again, I don't want to say, I don't like appease, because some of you are appeasing Hashem, you're buttering him up, but that's the idea. You want to be miratzah, it's a ritzah, it's you want to find favor in Hashem's eyes before you ask him. So what comes out is, like this, what comes out is that our recitation, the key point, our recitation of Mashal Mor Geshem is a form of ritzui. It's like a petition, but it's a petitionary praise. It's setting the table for the she'ela, for the request that's going to come later. When's the request going to come, by the way? So in Eretz Yisrael, on the 7th of Cheshvan, a week from tonight. Okay, a week from tonight. It's 2 weeks after Sukkot. Right? And Eretz Yisrael, they begin saying the same Talamot, which is a request. That's a request. Those are the words. The same Talamot. That it please grant Jew and rain, right? That's a request. That's a real Shaila. Okay, so the same Talamot begins in Eretz Yisrael on the 7th of Cheshvan. We happen to wait till December 4th, which I spoke about another time, another case, not for us now. That's all complicated story. It's a different issue. We're in Chutz Arts, we wait till December 4th. Why? Now's not the time. I've spoken about that in past years.
Okay.
So Mashi Ruach, well, it's for us too. It's because we're going to eventually ask. We're not going to ask until December 4th. And Eretz Yisrael, it's just 2 weeks earlier. And Eretz Yisrael, they start saying, or according to Eliezer, 3 weeks earlier, because he says he started on the first day of Sukkot, right? So, but the 7th of Cheshvan, you begin asking for rain. So the halacha is, before you ask for something, you have to be meratze. You have to, so to speak, find, show grace, ask Hashem to find favor, to should be gracious and so on.
Our Seder should really be.
Well, Nitzah is the end, but we're not asking anything of the Seder, right? But that's what Nitzah is. I once spoke about that also, Shabbos HaGolf. It's a ritzui. Okay, it's asking Hashem to accept and so on. It's a request, but it's not a it's really a praise. A request-oriented praise. In other words, it's a praise to set the table for, it's not Stam HaShevach. And that will address it, was in his question before, okay, why we don't say this. So Rabbi Lez is saying, that's what Tosa is saying. Lez says in the summertime, you want to say it, go ahead. There's nothing wrong. It's a praise of Hashem.
Yeah, well,
but now it becomes obligatory now, because this is the season, okay, it doesn't, this is the season of rain. The season of rain arrives with Sukkot, as we'll see shortly. And therefore, Rabbi Lez says, now you have to do it, because you have to have Ritzui. So our it comes out, that's really, I entitled the Shia, why we recite Mashal Mor Geshem. We recite it as a form of ritzui, as a preliminary stage, so to speak, to the request for rain, the same Talamot. Okay, now. And now, at the end of Tosatos, it says, Basiman Klala Lo Kabdinan. In other words, and he's not worried that Simon Klala, God, I'm not asking for it to rain. I'm just acknowledging I'm going to ask for rain in a couple weeks from now, in the 7th of Cheshvan. Right? And Rabbi Yeshua of Kapir, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, he's worried about this Simon Klala. Okay? Now, the Ritva there, in Tainus on Beis and Beis, writes, in source number 13, he writes, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Miyom Tov Ha'achron, the Kosovar, the Kavan, the Gshamim, Enam Simon Brocha, Av Haskara Les Leila Mebed. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, and he says, at the end of the day, since rain on Sukkot is a Simon Kola, then it's not a good idea to even mention it. You're right, I know it. Rabbi Yeshua answers back, and it was explaining, I know you're not asking, but still, it smacks, it's funny, you know. I don't really talk about rain on Sukkot. That's what he's basically saying. I don't want to mention rain on Sukkot, because it's a Simon Kola. Okay. So that's the background. So it comes out in a very important understanding of what Masha Ruach Mar Geshem is. It's a praise, but it's a ritza, it's a table setter, so to speak. Now let's move to something else. We'll go from there. The Gemara says the following. In source number 14, that is the opening Gemara. What we just discussed was the Mishnah and the commentaries on the Mishnah. But the Gemara now asks the following question, Tainus Beis and Aleph. The beginning of the source number 14, the first Gemara in Tainus. It says, Tana heki koi de kasana me'emasai. This Mesechta begins with the words, me'emasai maskirin gurus kishamim. When do we begin asking for rain? So as Rashi points out in 15, there's an underlying assumption here. If the Mishnah asks, when do we start asking for rain?
Really ask?
There's an assumption that we have to ask. Right? There's an underlying assumption. It's just like in the beginning of Shas, the first Mishnah Brachas, right? Me'emas like Koran and Shmad Arvin. Right? When do we start? So an underlying, I would expect, first tell me that there's an obligation, then you can ask starting from when. So the right number, so what's the answer by Kriya Shema? Well, why does the Mishnah not begin by telling us you have to say Kriya Shema in the evening? Why does it begin saying starting from when? What's the teretz? Because the pasuk in the Torah, where the Torah says, so the Mishnahs have to repeat what's in the Torah. The Torah tells us b'shach b'chol you have to say Kriya Shema in the evening and the time you recline. So then the Mishnah now is okay. Starting from what time is that? When there's an underlying assumption, the assumption is that we know what's in the Torah. The Torah says you say Shema in the evening, but here there's a problem. Here, where do you come from? Wouldn't it have made sense for the Mishnah to first begin to establish a rule? There's no pasuk that says you have to say Masha Kohen Geshem. So shouldn't the Mishnah first have established a rule? There's a requirement to say Gvuras Geshem, right? There's a requirement. Then the next question should be what? Starting from when? So that's what Rashi says. Obviously, the Tana thought it was pashut that you have to say the hechacha zina. Where'd it come from? Say it again.
Why don't we start?
We'll get to that. But that's the kasha of the Gemara, right? Tana, let's look at 14. Tana hechakoi the son of Emasai. Where is he coming from? That he asked Emasai, right? So the Gemara answers Tana Hasam Koi. He's going on for the following: Diksani Maskirin Gshuras Gishamet Chesamaisim V'Shol and Rikhas Hashem V'Habdala B'Chonah Hadas. This is a Mishnah in Brachas. There is a Mishnah which talks about various inserts into the Shmoneh Esrei. It mentions Gvuras Geshamim, we call Mashmar Geshem, in the Bracha of Tchias HaMeisim, the second Bracha of the Shmoneh Esrei. It talks about Shol Alin, the request for rain in Birchas Hashem, in Baruch Aleinu, and Havdolah, Matzis Shabbos, we call it Atachanatano, right? So there is a Mishnah that tells us, and that Mishnah doesn't say when you start, and how you start, and who you start, it just tells you. There are certain inserts. So says the Gemara, right, exactly. That Mishnah says, you have to say these various inserts. That Mishnah was already back in Brachas. Tainus is later than Brachas. So now, because Sonny, Me'emas, I'm asking, we're showing you. The answer is, it's true, you don't have a pasuk in a Torah, like by Kriya Shema, but you have an earlier Mishnah. Right? You have a Mishnah in Brachas that said it. That's the Gemara's answer. It's going back on as Rashi says. House also called Maskirin Gvur Shomim Maseches Brachos. It's an early Mishnah, Maseches Brachos.
What does the
Maseches Brachos say? The Maseches Brachos says there are certain inserts into Shmoneh. One of them is Gvur Shomim in Tchias HaMeisim.
But when?
So now our Mishnah comes and says starting from when? And as we ask the Kasha, how could a Mishnah begin asking starting from when? You never even told us there's a rule. So the Gemara says, no, they told us back in Maseches Brachos there's such a rule. That's the Gemara. The Gemara is building off that Mishnah. This Gemara says this Mishnah here in the beginning of Tainus is building off of that Mishnah of back there in Maseches Brachos. That's all there is in a Mishnah. Not a Pasuk in the Torah, but it's a Mishnah. So the Gemara asks here, the second line of 14, the Lishnei Hosam, Maishnah the Shavkar Hocha. Why do you wait all the way to Maseches Tainus? It should have been the back then. It should have been the Mishnah Brachos. Right? It should have been the next Mishnah Brachos. Here, Maseches Tainus, I don't know, it was what, 8 Maseches later? Whatever, I don't know how many, with all of Zroim, many more than 8.
Right?
So, well, it's interesting. The Rashi points out, it's not a matter of it being later, but it's a whole different Seder of Mishnah. Brachos is in Zroim. Tainus is in Moed. You want to tell me if it would be elsewhere in Zroim? That's what Rashi says, right? Maishon the Shavkar Hocha Klomar. Hai Biksoni Hocha B'Seder Moed. Me'emas Ha'ilisne Hasim. Tzonam Maskim. B'Seder Brachos. I don't say it's Zroim. And I said, to wait till another, to a whole other Seder of Mishnayas. It's a separate entity. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara suggests another answer. Ella, the second line of 14.
Ella Tanimer Shoshana Salik. Our Mishnah suggests this answer is not building off of that Mishnah Brachas, it's building off a different Mishnah. A Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, that's already in Moed. That we're okay. That's already in Moed, right? Namely, the Tanan Uvechag Nidon and Alamayim. You mentioned before, on Sukkot we are judged concerning rain, concerning water. That's a Mishnah, this is the second Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Four times a year we're judged. So it mentions there, Pesach we're judged regarding grain, and so Shavuos regarding fruit of the tree. Rosh Hashanah, all mankind is judged, right? Everybody passes, we'll see it later in time, passes in front of our Kadosh Baruch Hu and so on. And on Sukkot we're judged because of rain. So Mamela, Ba'aydi Ditan Uvechag Nidon Alamayim. Now, once we learn that this is the season when we're judged concerning rain. Oh, so now the mission is, okay, so when do we start? First day to last day, right? Well, Sir Abeleza says, you better start right away. This is the time we judge, so you better be meratz, especially we understand, like Tosa says, that the Mashiach, I guess, was a form of, you know, showing favor to Hashem, and says, you better do it right when it says we're judged concerning rain. On Sukkot, presumably, Sir Abeleza at the beginning of Sukkot. Right, so therefore, the legends of the opinion, you should begin saying Mashmur HaGeshem right at the beginning of Sukkot. But that's where the Gemara comes out, that you have this...
That's a request?
No, it's not a request.
So
Tosus explains, I printed in 16, Tosus... let's look at the last Rashi, Rav 15. Rashi says, "I did the Tana b'chag nidon and klomar. Agav the Tana b'chag nidon alamayim. Once you've taught me that on Sukkot we're judged concerning water, kasav ben afshar hold the Tana b'chag alamayim shema mino be the haskirin of the mayim. So this is the time to bring up water. Obviously, this is the season of rain. Lirat again, Rashi uses the same expression. Look at that Rashi. Lirat suye alamayim as a form of ritzui for water. The leisu lebracha as you come down as a blessing." And therefore, now our Mishnah is starting from where? Not about kosher, it's ritzui. That's our key here tonight. And Tosus said it back on Beis Aleph. Rashi says it here also on Beis Aleph, right? It's a form of ritzui. Tosus back in source 12, Rashi here at the end of 15. They said it's a form of ritzui. Rabbi Yeshua, as Tosus said, is concerned, yeah, but I don't want to bring up rain during Sukkot because I don't want to mention it. And the lesson, never mind, you can mention it. We're not asking for it anyway. But the point is, it's obligatory because this season. Now, we don't begin asking formally till later. We're judged now, but we don't really need the rain until a little bit later, Zion of Cheshem. And there are reasons why we wait till Zion of Cheshem. For example, the classic reason is, the Gemara says, because the Jews who came to Yerushalayim for Sukkot had to get back home, right? They didn't have cars, and they're coming by camel or donkey or horse or whatever they had, right? So the roads will be rainy, we'll get mired down, we'll take it, it won't come next year, right? Once they get caught in that weather again. So therefore, what do? We wait, the Gemara says, till 2 weeks after Sukkot, by then everyone's gotten home. If you haven't gotten home by then, it's your problem.
That's one of the reasons
the Gemara mentions here. To give 2 weeks for everybody to get back home, safe and sound, travel by 2 weeks, even though the Gemara says even the furthest people made it back home by then.
In Israel.
From this, well, yeah, that's a good question also. But all right. Anyway, I will skip over to Tosus and just say the same thing. You know, that you don't want to jump into a different. The Gemara said the Mishnah Brachas, but that's a different seder. That's in Zoraim. The Zimmarite, fine. Okay. Now let's just look over those sources because, I'd like to share with you something from Rav Soloveitchik, but I want to take it a little bit different direction. But it's built on an idea of his. This is printed in the Sefer Shiurim Lezecha Abba Mori. So it's a presentation of the Yahrzeit Rushes. Okay. Did I bring the right volume? Yeah. This particular shiur was called Lizok Ulaharia Al Kol Tzara Shetavu. To cry out to Hashem for any needs. And that was a theme. In the course of this presentation, he writes as follows on page Kuf Tzadi Beis and Kuf Tzadi Gimel. He says, he discusses these two opinions as to where our Mishnah in Tainus builds from. Does it build from the statement of Brachas that is a requirement to have various inserts in the Shemona Esrei, and this is one of them, so now they're starting from when? The Gemara didn't like that because that's crossing from two different Sedarim. Or is it built from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that says we're judged this time of year? So let's just see those sources inside. I printed in 17. The Mishnah in Brachas is on Daf Lamed Gimel Aleph. Source 17. Lamed Gimel Aleph. Mishnah. Mazkirin Gvuris Kishamim Mitchias Hamesin. So the Kiva Omer Bracha Rabbi Yisrael. Now that's why he says you don't insert Havdalah Ato Chonatano into the Bracha of Chonadas. It's a separate Bracha. Rabbi Lez Omer Behodo, you put it in Modim, not our problem. Rashi there in 18, Bracha Slam Gilan Av says, Maskir and Gvuris Kishon, we call Mashi Baruch, She'eno Loshon Bakasha. Let's go straight again. He emphasized the point. It's not a request. Ela Loshon Hazkara V'Shevach. It's mentioning a Shevach. Here he doesn't use the word Ritzui, but it's Shevach and Ritzui. Okay? Shaul and his Talamotar, Abdullah's Chanadat, and Moshe Shabbos, and fine. So the Rav analyzed the following. So what then, according to this answer, is the nature of that insertion of Mashiach Ruach HaNegeshem that we put into the Shemoneh Esrei? What is it? It's not a Bakasha. It's a Shevach. And it falls in the category of the following, said the Rav. This page, Kuf Tzadi Beis, the Shulam Zech Amor Chelek Allah. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, a famous pasuk. It's in the Vault, you know. It says, source number 19, Tehillim Parak Sanachas Pasukov, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Yama Sano Kish was in a settlement. The opening phrase, what's important, is Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. What does that mean? So the Gemara later in Brachas, Mem of the Aleph, source 20, says, Amar Zeri Temer Chinin Bar Papa, Chinin Bar Papa, Mai Tam Yehuda, Amar Kor, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. It says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So ask the Gemara, Vichy Bayom, Baruch Hashem Yom, Balayla Ein, Baruch Hashem Yom, we only bless Hashem in the day, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Now, Ella Loma Lecha, Kol Yom V'Yom, Tein Lo Me'ein Birchosa, the famous Russia. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, every day, give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a blessing that's suitable, that's apropos, that's timely for that day. And the Gemara explains what's going on there, so to buy each type of fruit, and eventually make its own bracha, that's the topic. But we're interested in Kol Yom V'Yom, look in Rashi in 11, Mem of Aleph. Kol yom v'yom, b'Shabbos me'ein Shabbos b'yomtiv me'ein yomtiv. Every day, when you bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should say a bracha that relates to that day. So Shabbos has something to do with Shabbos, yomtiv has something to do with yomtiv. Same thing appears in Source 22 of Gemara in Sukkah, Mem Vav Med Aleph. Same exact thing, which Gemara applies in a different source, but the same drasha, right? Baruch Hashem yom yom. I we bless Hashem only the day, not at night. No, it means b'chol yom v'yom teilah me'ein brachosah. That's a different pasuk. So the question is on this pasuk: why does it say Baruch Hashem yom yom? Only by day. Right. Yeah, there's another one by Lila, so why is that? Okay, so Rashi there in Sukkah said the same idea, Membo of an Aleph 23. Kol yom v'yom main, teimom and main brichosa, right? Shal Shabbos main, Shabbos shal chom main, shal shal yom main, yom to on the Ora.
They're not talking about
Shafaris
and.
Well, those are anytime you bless.
No, but Ma'ariv is usually at night.
No, but I'm saying that the bracha got to do it day and night. This drasha, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, means all the time. Whenever you bless Hashem, you give him something relevant to that time.
Day.
No, but day or night. No, I mean,
that's 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's 24 hours.
Yeah.
Hour day. So Yom is 24 hours.
So suggest Rav Soloveitchik the following. Listen to this. He says, according to this answer, that our mission in Tainus, when asked Me'emasai, was building on that mission in Brachas. Not Stam, you know, Machokas. Whoever had greater insight. He said, what's the nature of the recitation? According to this approach, it's an insertion that has to do with this time of year. Just like Havdalah in Chon Radas is an insertion. It's Matzei Shabbos. You don't say it every time. Huh? It's an use the word Me'er. Me'ein Ma'ora. But it has to do with this season. So, Mashiach Ruach HaNegeshem is something, it's a seasonal insert. Right? This season, as we explained before, we want to be praised at Kadosh Baruch Hu concerning rain. So we stick in this phrase of Mashiach Ruach HaNegeshem because it's a seasonal insert.
Even if we, for some reason, were never planning to say Talamotan
Day. Correct, Roots, exactly.
It belongs here before
exactly.
The rainy season.
Exactly. It's Me'ein Ma'or, exactly. It's a perfect illustration. It's got nothing to do with the bracha, it's following Ritzel. It's basically, suggested the Rav, it's a seasonal insert. And Haraya, the Mishnah lumps it together with Havdalah and Chon Hadas. It's the same thing. Havdalah and Chon Hadas is because it's Matzah Shabbos, so we mention it. Avdu
B'Kodesh
Rechol.
So, however, the first day is Shilasukis?
What?
You stop the first day
of Sukkot. That's what old. And we're sure we said, doesn't want to mention rain. He's afraid to even mention it, right?
Oh, he said he was mentioning
it. Right, he doesn't want to do that. Now, but that's the first drush of the Gemara. But the second drush of the Gemara was that our mission here in Tainus, Me'emasai, does not flow from that mission in Brachas, but rather from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. So, Tezayin Alav, I printed it here in 24, Mishnah. Barba Prokem Olamidon. There are four times a year the world is judged. But Pesach Alatua, Batzeret HaPeres Ha'ilam explained it over Rosh Hashanah, the phrase that's familiar to us from Unasana Tokev, but it originates here in the Mishnah. Rosh Hashanah, Kol Boy Olan over in Lefon of Kivnei Morom, right? The whole world passes on a Chesbrook like sheep, you know, that pass through the different interpretation, the sheep that come through the corral or whatever. No, we have that phrase, is in the right, the bar from this mission. Said the Rav, this is something different. All of a sudden now, according to this approach, Mashiach Ruach HaNegeshem is not just a seasonal insert. It has to do with judgment, with din. Right? The question of Amos Amas Kieran flows from the fact that this time of year we're judged. It's a judgment issue.
Yeah, Marara, okay. But it's a different Marara.
Okay, it's a different Marara, but it's a different kind of insertion. It says, you need, it's din, and a din, you better praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu nicely and so on. In fact, the Gemara says in the Talmud Beis, at printed 25, the Gemara Tainus there says, Haskora Nami Ritzui She'ele. This mentioning of Mashiach Rabbeinu Geshem is Ritzui, is setting the table for the She'ele.
20 minutes ago.
Right, we said, but now I'm showing it from the Gemara. I showed it in Tosas, but this comes from the Gemara now. And Rashi explains, again, Talmud Beis and Tainus, the Haskora Nami Tzorek She'ele, Shemiratzeh Tchila. We're not asking, certainly not on Yontif, we don't even say that bracha, I'm saying bracha lein on Yontif. So we're not asking for any rain on Yontif, but kema deika shela abasrei, since you're going to ask later, mazkir hu l'ritzuya ba'alma. So now, the Rav had a fairly different angle, but what I'd like to say is the following, okay? And the Rav mentioned this point also. It seems that there are really two different elements to Mashiach Rabbeinu Geshem. One, it's a seasonal insert. But B, it's this Ritzui element, which we've been stressing, right? It's a petition, it's a way of praising Hashem as a prelude to a petition. So it's interesting. You know, there are other things that we do on Sukkot as well, which are for Ritzui relating to rain. You know what one of them is? The Tefillas Lulav.
Which all grow.
Arvamina. So that's the Gemara in Tanis 27, Beis on Beis. The Gemara there presents the same machlokas of Elazar and Yeshua in the Mishnah, but with a different angle. Same machlokas, different points of departure. The Tanya, Me'ema Saimas Kiran Al Gesham, this is the Brisa. So when do we start saying rain, asking for rain, mentioning rain, rather, Mashal Ruch, says Rabbi Elazar, Mishas Nepilos Lulav. But that's consistent. The same thing. In the Mishnah, he said the first day of Sukkot. Here he says Mishas Tilas Lulav. Same thing, but here he brings up Lulav. Rabbi Shua Omer Mishas Hanachoso. Rabbi Shua says, "What word is?"
Yeah.
Rabbi Shua says, "He has it." David. Okay. Rabbi Shua says, "Yeah, Mishas Hanachoso." Okay.
So Mishas Hanachoso.
Yeah. Now, actually, I'm going to digress for a moment. They just use different landmarks, so to speak. But I want to digress for a moment because there's a little bit of a problem with Rashi, which I just want to point it out. Because Mishas Hanachoso, look in 28, Rashi there in Tanis, based on base, says Shas Hanachoso. Well, technically, one second, that's not Shina Teres, that's Hashanah Rabbah. That's the seventh day. Miyom Shemivach and Bo Bachon, the Hainu B'Shvi. According to this, you should begin, Rav Shua said, you begin saying on a Shri after you put the little down on Shri. Okay? You're done with the mitzvah. You finished with the mitzvah. The day you finish with the mitzvah.
So why should we wait till we finish?
Well, let's see, one second. So
Hashanah is longer. What do you want?
No, but Hashanah is also prayer for rain.
The Iker mitzvah of Lulav is not prayer.
He's just giving you a landmark. It's just a landmark.
That's
what it is. Rabbi Shua says is when it's over. The day you finish with the wolf. And that's, you know, it's just giving you a landmark. It means we do it the way we do it. Okay? Now, the truth is, Rashi, so the Tzal Arensberg on the side of the page points out, Rashi seems to be sosing himself a little bit. Because also on Gimel et Aleph, I printed in 29, Elo B'Yeshuhi, Dorma Mishas Hanachoso Dahainu B'Shvi. Mazkir. But on Dalad of an Aleph, that's given on Dalad of an Aleph, it'll be sure he, the Omar Mishas Hanachasulva Mazkir, the Haina Yom Shmini. That's the eighth day. Vizel Samach Shom, the Minachag Ve'elech Uzman Gishomim. So there's a little bit of a discrepancy in Rashi. What did Abishua mean? Did he mean the eighth day or did he mean the seventh day? The pastor says he means Shmini Atar, he means after the seventh day. That's certainly how the Maharsha in the Chiddush HaGadol 31 in Tainus Gimel and Aleph understands. That's what Rashi means. Mishas Hanachasul means the evening after you put down, you know, the night after the Hoshana Rabbah, right? The night after the seventh. And I printed the Karen Ora in Tainus Gimel Aleph. Also means, so it has to be. He says maybe that's, it relates a little bit to what the Gemara first thought it was the seventh, and then the Maskana was the eighth. But everybody says, and if you look in 33, Tosa says Mefurish, on Beis and Beis, Mishas Natil Sulav, Pirish Tahainu Tchilas Yom Rishon Shal Sukkis, you begin with the Lulav on the first day, Yeshua Om Mishas Hanachos, Pirish Lurta, the evening of Motsoi Shvi Shal Sukkis, Shemanichim Bo Salav. So it means the evening after the seventh day. And that happens to me, we don't start. Right, it means after. So Lamaisa, we don't do it in the evening, but it's a different problem. Anyway, that's all a side point, but let's assume it means the eighth day, and that's it. So My point is, why did Rav Elazar ben Yeshua give the signpost here, getting back to 27, regarding the lulav? I mean, what, you know, our mission is much clearer. Say what you mean. He says the first day, he says the last day. Why he gives a... He told me the day we begin with the lulav. He said the day we end with the lulav. What's it got to do with the lulav? I mean, it's true, that is the day we begin with the lulav. That's another way of saying the first day of Sukkot. And if we learn like the Karen Aron and the Marashah, say Rashi means in all the places. Rashi says in the Forest, I'm Dr. Alman Aleph. Again, it's a little bit steer in Rashi. But the Tosis says in the Forest, and they all work out the Rashi. It means the same thing. So why did everybody should get to the cryptics on the day after we put down the lulav? Just say the eighth day and finish. So it was explained. Amar Belezer, look back in 27. Hoel and Gemara times based on base. Hoel the arbas mina halalu einan barm el aratzo salamayim. There's a common denominator here. It's not stam a signpost, okay, that he mentions the first day he calls the day he take the lulav. He's telling you there's an equation. There's a common denominator between Masha Ruach HaGeshem and Netilas Lulav, namely that they're both l'ratzo salamayim. They're both have to play the role of being meratz Hashem with regard to mayim. Ukshem she'arba minim halalo e'efshe behem below mayim. These arba minim that we take on Sukkot need water. Kach yefshe l'olam below mayim. Okay, so it's not just stam. When they bring up the lulav, they're telling you something. It's not accidental, they're pointing out. They're telling you the lulav is connected to the mayim. It's a form of ritzui. So is Mashiach HaGeshem. Then the only machlokas is, and now the Gemara continues. It's like I said in Mishnah. Amar Bishuv, Halok, Sarvachag, Enelis, and Kola. Isn't that a curse to have rain? And he says, well, I never said to ask, I only meant to mention it. And here's where he answered, right? You could not do it all year long. I'm telling you, now you have to. So the point of the matter is, what comes out is this connection to lulav. So that's what the Rav is driving at. He says this idea that the Mashu HaGeshem is not just a seasonal insert to Shevach, Yalai, Kavdola, whatever. It's a form of Ritzui. Okay? Take a look now.
So is the Lulav and Esrog.
And there are other things that we do also on Sukkot. That's the very point.
First, we should say...
bring the proofs. Okay, good question. I don't know. I guess. Take a look in the Mi'iri. 34, the Mir Tanis Bezman Alf Dir Masa Mishnah Rishon, in the middle he writes of Elezer Omer, Elezer Sober. He says, one second. And here's the point. Because if Yeshua had a Tanit to Elezer, okay, think it through with me for a second. Watch this. If Yeshua had a Tanit to Elezer, I didn't want to mention rain on Sukkot, right? I don't want to mention it. So Elezer could say back to, by the way, do you take the lulav all week long? The lulav is also the Ratzo Salamayim. We don't see Rabbi Yeshua saying, oh, I better not take the lulav because it brings
even,
up the scares
more,
about rain.
That's even more.
Why is it for?
They need water. They're representative of things that need water to grow. Right? They're representative of.
Hundreds of species need water.
Yeah, I'll get that in a second. Let me see. Well, all species need water.
Water.
So we'll see. Apparently. I'll answer your question. Take a look. We'll skip. Give me a second. I'll get to it. But the Meiri is kind of addressing of Elezer's logic here. Because if Yeshua has a kasha, I don't even want to mention rain on Sukkot. The last thing I want is rain on Sukkot.
Why pick
the lulav? So and look at what Meiri says. Yerushal Elezer sover. Let's remember another thing to do with water on Sukkot. They poured water on the Mizbeach. The whole ceremony with the Simcha space Sheshuay with dancing all night and marching down to the, you know, it's today Ir David. You go in that water tunnel. That's where they used to rank right outside the old city. That's Ir David. You walk through that water tunnel. That's the Meshulach. They used to march down, right? The spring down there. Shulach. So they used to go down and get the water. There was a whole ceremony. This is described in Sukkot. They would dance all night and juggling and singing and all kinds of activities. Simchas Beis HaShoev, the water drawing ceremony. Then it came down. So Nisach HaMayim. So says the Elezer, Nachash Nisach HaMayim Echag, or Tfilas Lulav, also the Ratzos HaLamayim. This is the season of judgment. Shonu Donim Behav Echag. Heimbaim, Ritzolam Hashem Maschil, Lishavcho Yisbarach Derech, Ritzol Yopiyah, same thing. Shana Maschilin says the Miri, same lesson. To Shabcho Yisbarach Derech, Ritzol Yopiyah, Kodem Shinishal. We want our request to come after Ritzui.
So
it's proper to praise Hashem concerning the very thing we're going to ask for in the future. We should mention it's true we're not asking for the rain, but we should mention it the same way we do Lulav, the same way we do Nisach HaMayim. And if Yeshua says to Achon, I don't want to mention it. Okay, and you could argue like Abizida just said, what about Lulav? it's still one step removed. You're not asking it. Lulav comes to the Rati, and it's not the same thing as mentioning it. You know, an action, actions speak louder. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Actions are different. Words, you know, words, you don't want to ask for it right away. Anyway.
Right, the word is there. The Lulav, not everybody agrees.
Or understands it that way.
It's not written on the edge of the Lulav.
Right, this is for me. Right, exactly. In other words, it's less, it's more subtle.
Less recognizable.
Okay. And then he said, but Rabbi Lezer says you could say it all year long, but on Rishon Shachag, who mechayv askar, so mitam ritzu she'ela, kelulav u'kniso, and so on and so forth. All right. Now, it's interesting as a side point, just to see, as the Mizzita said, there are lots of fruits and vegetables that need water. In fact, all of them do. So why these four? So I printed the side point, I'll go through very quickly. On 35, Yerushalmi, in Tanis Perak Alav Alach Alav, right at the very beginning, it says, Taima de Belezer, Aide Sha'arba Minim Halo, Arbas Minim Halo, Gedelem Alamayim, Lefichach Hein Boin, Praklitim Lamayim, right? They are Praklitim, you know, they're like Melitz on our behalf. You know, we take something, we're Maratza Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, and that's exactly what he said. Look at the Karban Eidah. He says, Dalvin Shalur, right? Gidele Alamayim, Komar Efshal Nigel Gadol Alamayim. Lepicha Chayim Boim Lamelit Alamayim Hilchach, Ro'oi Lahazke Gwurz, some of the Ace that he loves them. We should begin saying Mashmar, I guess, at the time, we begin with the Lord. That's the Beleza's opinion. That's the Prime Moshe says also. Right? Ro'oi Lahazke, Ace Haschos and Tilosom. And there's actually a Medrash. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, 38, Parshas Emor, Parshas Lamed, the end of Sinan Yud Gimel. I told you, Lekachem immersion, Kedela Zakoschem. Because Rokos, I gave you a big break here. I gave you a mitzvah to take the Arbaminim to give his chus. Kadesha Ori Lachem Mutter, that you should be Marat for me. That was Akash Baruch who gave us the tools with which to praise him and be Marat to him. That's what the Medrash is saying. I gave you the mitzvah of Lubadesh as Marat to me. And therefore, wants us to have that break. And look at Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, he addressed your question, Mizidah. Parshas Emma Perkov, Gimel of Ayikra, Pasuk Mem. Arba Minim Ha'elan, I don't know if this is true in terms of botany and everything else, but Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says it. Arba Minim Elu Hein Gdelem Alayim Etzvichim Ashkos Mam Yosem Mishar Peros. That's what he claims. They need more water. I don't know. Okay, you know, you have to ask the botany experts, but be that
it
may.
It has to be one of the things where Nishtana Teva, our...
Yeah, different.
Our...
don't need any
water. Our love him.
The same.
I don't think so.
Right, but anyway, that's what Ben-Machai said. Rishon. Okay.
Palm trees.
Now, and then the Rabbi Mechai adds, V'lachein itztavina b'chag ha'sukkah, shuzman nisuch ha'mayim, v'hu yom ha'din al gishmei ha'shana. This season is yom ha'din. Yeah, that's right.
Hashem says,
b'chag
ha'mayim. Why do we bring shtei lechem on
Shabbat? Right, this on the... So that's what you're referring to, exactly.
But the Gemara says, why did I... Because Hashem says, bring water to the Mizbeach, Mizbeach.
Right, so I can write, but it doesn't make sure.
It is good.
Right, but the Medrash
is... The Shana talks about...
Nisuch HaMayim. Here it comes out a little bit. Exactly. And the Ben Ochai mentions both. I mean, he also mentions only Nisuch HaMayim. But anyway, but he says the same thing. Sh'nirat zala kodesh baruch alamayim im... Oh, he mentions both. Im arba minim elu hamorim alamayim. So that's what it's all about. Now, you could then tell me, okay, so then we should stop saying Mashiach after Sukkot is over. And so it's just a ritzui, and it had to do with Lulav. We don't wait the Lulav now all the way till December Cheshul, all the way till December 4th, right? So maybe he says Enchanami, but he writes, and based on Alvin Tynes, that same source as before, he says, V'kevan shehiskel shuv eino posik. Okay, once you started, you don't stop. Okay, we say it all year long. All the rest of the year, even after we begin asking for rain. Okay? Yeah.
I would put it along with that picture, that scenario. You're coming to the Melech to ask something.
Yeah.
Well, you ask to start the praise.
Right.
So now you ask, now what happens?
Stop praising? Right, exactly.
Well, all of a sudden you stop. Don't think that I'm good at this.
Right, now you come with your laundry list.
Right. Well, anyway, exactly. You stop. Eventually we stop by
no, the praise. Right, because then the season's over. I'm not asking anymore. It's over. Rabbi said you can continue, but we stop because you're not asking. It all relates to the asking. You know what it's like? So that's like printed over here in source 41. The Gemara brachas lamed beis and aleph. The Gemara says dar shab simloi laolam yisad the adam shiv shal charis baruch hu la'achakir yispal. Exactly. That's the Gemara brachas, right? You should always ask for first say the shevach of charis baruch hu. And then Bakasha. How do we know that? From Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wanted to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go into Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Chanan. First he says, Atachil Osalav says, Abduchaz, God Lechaves, Yorchacha, Zoka, Shem, Mikael, Mashamayim, Varet, Hashem, Asechem, Asechem, Gursechem. Then he said, by the way, can I go into Eretz Yisrael? Right, that's what he does. That's how Gemara Brachas, Lamed Beis, Amin Aleph.
When you just said that, it was a beautiful picture.
Yeah, right. Anyway,
Moshe Rabbeinu himself said 3 years earlier than that.
Yeah, we don't fly the seven. Okay, good heart. Anyway, there's also another Gemara in Brachas, Lamed Dalet on Aleph, Kedin 42. Gamar Chanina, Rishonos, you just said that the Shmona Esrei is set up that way. It's exactly right. Rishonos, the first Brachas of Shmona Esrei, Domel Evitch and the Sadr Shevach with Meirabo. And Tsayos, Domel Evitch and Vakesh Pras Meirabo. You ask for a reward or something. And Achonos, Domel Evitch and Kiba Pras Meirabo. You got it, Benifter Vaholeklo. Rashi Benifter Vaholeklo means Natil Shushus. Marshaw there in the Chudish Agaros and Brachas, Lamed Dalet, says, Vahomer Dachonim Domel, it means you said thank you until Machzik Tova. Very nice. Okay, now. And the Rambam, by the way, passes la locha. I printed 45. The Rambam hechos tefillah perakal v'locha beis. Right. Elachiyav mitzvah zukachi. This is the way you daven. She adam mischanein l'vspal chol yom umagid shiv shacharish baruch uvachakach shol tzrochav shol tzrochlem uvakasha uvitchina uvachakach nosen shem adol shem al tova shishpilo kol echol mikofa.
That was the way. Okay, now. Even before they wrote the text, and you said your own words.
They had to have those component parts. Correct. Those components. All right, now, just to wrap this up and make two halachic issues here. Very interesting. As if to prove, I mean, this is something that the Rav also spoke about a little bit further. And again, he didn't say exactly what I'm saying now, but he speaks a little further on page Kuf Tzadik Daled. He says, interesting, this is why, it's actually Machlokas Zibav and Yerushalmi, but the Gemara says, what happens if a person left out Gevurah Yerushalmi, forgot to say Mashmor HaGeshem? So the Gemara says in Brachas Chav Tesamat Aleph 46, the Gemara says, you have to go back. You have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But if you forgot to say after December 4th, or after the 7th of Cheshvan, you forgot to say Shel Berichas Hashanim, ain't Machzir and also. You don't make them go back. You know why? Because you can insert it in Shomei Tefillah. Okay? Oh, exactly. The Gemara there, and he discussed other things there, the Gemara said, unless you forgot.
You can't say
Shmakleno, right? Why not? So that's again, Rashi explains, 47, Gvurz Geshamim, Haskar Ba'almahi. This is again, Brachas Chav Tesam Al. Ficha Machzir also. She'ena Tfilah Shiachal Omer B'Shamei Tfilah. You can't put it in Shamei Tfilah. Now we'll save some time. Tosus on Chav Tesam Abayz says Yushalmi disagrees. Okay, and we'll see Yerushalmi. And they say you can put Mashmor. Well, I don't know. Certainly that one you can put in. Okay, and Yerushalmi actually brings it says, look at Yerushalmi again. It's the Tosa says it. Brachos Chav Tesam is me or Yerushalmi poly Gagmara didan. Yerushalmi argues with our Gemara. Okay, because there it says even by the Kavos saying lo hisik was come it's chesamaisim maskul shomayat tefila. Because if you can put a request in, which is when you're on pressing need, if you want to put a praise in, why can't you just put a praise in? That's what they said. It's a machokas. St. Talamot is a pressing need.
No, but what are your praise? So,
No, no, no. I'm just saying, if you could put a request for rain, then something that's just a shevach, which is not saying out of mitocha dochak, you can certainly put it. That's the kavachom Yerushalmi. Okay, so
you can ask anything you want in the middle of the
right. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Tosus quotes Yerushalmi. We'll get it, but Bobby doesn't all like that. The Machos Bobby Yerushalmi.
Yeah, but as long as it's related to the
theme, right. No, but Shemay Tzula has everything. Shemay Tzula can say.
Why can't I say you advise?
So that's the Machokas of Bob and the Shami.
Who has all the rain? Please give me rain. Why doesn't it fit?
So, again.
It fits with Kiata Shemayah.
Right.
It fits with
Kiata Shemayah is a Sheva.
No,
if you say,
oh. Shemayah. No, let me just finish up. So the Rosh.
Shahu, Shato, Moshidim, Marikesh. That wouldn't fit. But you get to the end, it's another Makoshin.
Right, that's a Bakashi, right. So they made it into Rosh. Okay, but it's a Machokas of Bavi Nishami. The Rosh also quotes in Brochus Perak Dalet and Nidal. It's a Machokas of Shonam Ad Paskin. I printed the Nishami for you there in Source 50 with Perak Aleph and Tanis Alach Aleph, from Zer, from Shem Machunapan. I don't have time to read inside now. We'll just, I want to wrap up. But in any event, the Rambam Paskin, we skipped to 53, Hilchas Tfila, Perak Yura Lachachas, Mishetah Bimos Akshom Lomor Rageshem. Right, you didn't say more to Keshe. You didn't even say more at all. Say most Hashanahs don't say Chozel Rosh. You have to go back to the beginning. That's Halacha Ches. He doesn't give you the option to insert it in Shamei Tefila. Halacha Tes. If you forgot Sheila Mishuch Shachar Shelvus Hashanim, then in this Yakarim Shamei Tefila you can put it in. That's different.
Not right.
You can't miss that. And that's a Shachar Paskin as well. Or Chaim Sim Kuf Yud Dalat Tifei. Goes Akshon LeLom or Geshem Achzirin also. Okay, you have to send it back. Okay, and it doesn't matter, you always have to, Mr. Brewer explains, even if it's the very first time, it's not good, alright? Mimashenu Kein, Birch Hashanim is different. So that's one important ha'ara. Since it's a ritzui, it doesn't. We paskin like the Bavli doesn't fit in Shomer Tefillah. But now one last comment, one last point. Very interesting, in my opinion. Yerushalmi again says one other thing. We take a look, 56. Yerushalmi says one other thing there in Tanis Parakalav Al-Halab. One other thing that's relevant to us tonight. From Chagai B'Shem Rav Pedos says, Asur L'Yochid L'Hazkir Atiyazki Shliach Tzibur. The Yochid cannot say Mashmar Geshem until the Shliach Tzibur says it. That's what it says. Okay? Now it's interesting. That's what the Gemara is discussing. Exactly. A big nafkamina. A big nafkamina.
Doesn't mean during the year.
No, no, the first time. You cannot begin saying Mashmar Geshem on Shliach Tzibur until the Chazanah said it.
Yeah, but it comes out before.
Oh, exactly. So hold on. So the Karbana Eda explains over there. It's talking about the following thing. You asked before, why don't we say Mashmar Geshem on Myriv, a Shantaris night? After all, so Mashmar Geshem on Myriv, they give a reason because a lot of people aren't sure at Myriv time. And whatever. But what about Shachris? The answer is Shachris, you have to have Smichas Gula Tzvila. You can't make an announcement in between. By then people forget or whatever. But that's what it says. So that's what the carbonator is going on.
That's what
okay?
It's
interesting.
The sign of the wolf. We do it in the morning too. You
bang it, I know. But that's the point. You need something more. So the Rush explains there in Tainus Parakalos in 59. Again, a discussion of Rishonim. What exactly does this mean? I'm saying it outside to say this a few minutes. It's late. What does it mean, announcement? Some say it means, well, and that's it's in the Rush of Tainus Parakalos in Beis. It's in the Sefer Amadik and in the Tefillah. You know, it's Nam Gimel Tefillah, page Peches and Peches. I put it in source 60. We'll say it outside very quickly. Some say it means, until the Chazan says, Masha or Geshem, and the Chazor Seshat, the Tzibur doesn't start. Therefore, the Yechidim actually will begin, you know when? Ashmir Tes Minchatam. I remember that. Okay? And some Siddurim print that. I think the old Birnbaum Siddur, if I'm not mistaken, printed that you begin saying Mashmar Geshem, the Tzibur begins saying the Yechidim, begin at Mincha Ashmir Tes. Because you hear it for the first time when.
Well, everybody gets to that with it.
Right.
Everybody agrees at
Minchah. Yeah, Kedah Konami. So, well, no, not to make an announcement, not the announcement at all. But here's my point.
You're not supposed to announce.
Don't say. But you can say.
Therefore, don't announce.
What I usually do announce is those who say Maratol begin saying. But anyway,
officially,
forget Maratol now. I'll talk about that patient
part.
So that's the question. So it's a big discussion. I showed them what's the official announcement. What's the official announcement? Showed them. I'll just say no. The official announcement is the rabbi, the gabbai, the shamus, or somebody announces it before the Shmoneh Esrei. That's what we do. Okay, and that's what most shuls right before. In fact, that's what they announce, exactly. And the Shulchan Aruch says like that. Take a look. The Yisrael said. What does Shliach Tzibur mean? Doesn't mean the chazan. It means some agent of the shul. Could be the official. Could be some official of the shul. Could be. Could be means an official of the shul. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You're right. But I think may have held the other. I don't know. Or we'll see in a second. Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, Aruch Haim Tzvi and Kuvi Dal Tziv Beis. We pass him like this. Also, lahazkir ha-geshem ad she-yachris ha-shat, which, as you're saying, probably means the chazan. The Ramah is, the yesh omim she-kodem she-maschil ha-musuf machris ha-shamish ma-shiruach, right? Kedei she-atzibi ha-tzibi t'vilosem. B'chei no-agin. So, and this is a whole question. What if you weren't in shul? You're davening at home. Should you wait? You have to wait until the time when they daven comes from Eisim.
Okay,
now, right. So I guess I have to understand that it's either or, some sort of announcement. Okay? And that's what Mishabur explains. It's Kotan Dalad, it's in Kufiyu Dalad. Mishabur, he hedges his bet. He said, you're not allowed to mention it. Imlo hichas hashatz, oh hashamish korvatvila. Either one. Okay? And now, it's interesting. Well, it's interesting because, again, he discussed what if you didn't hear it. Some say that you have to have a formal announcement. The Chayadam says, you know, as long as you heard about it. In fact, some people say, just seeing the chazan, he wears the kippel, and you know, he starts a special tone. Yes, Kadel, right? That already reminds people it's Geshem season. You know what I'm saying? That might be enough.
Okay.
So that's my question. Okay, that's exactly my question. And again, I printed all of the Shabbos. We don't have time to go into it. But I have a very simple question. The Rabbi asked this question. This is printed not in the Shabbos Zechav Mori, but it's in the Sefer Mipnida Harav, Rav Shechta's second volume for the Rabbi. It's page Lamed Ches. The Rabbi asked, what kind of business is this? I mean, you know, you mentioned before, let's say tonight was a Chodesh. So they'll bang to remind people to say Yalav Yavo. Or I guarantee on the evening of December 4th, someone's going to say before Maariv, remember to say the same Talamotar. But there doesn't seem to be a din that you're not allowed to say it. Now, those are reminders. It's a convenience. It's practicality. You're reminding people, hey, tonight we say Yalav Yavo. We begin the Talamotar. Suddenly here, by Mashiach HaGeshem, the whole thing with an announcement, you're not allowed to say it, and a whole tone. What if you didn't hear it in your shul, you're davening by yourself? Does it mean the chaz not saying it? It sounds like it's much more chumur. No, the announcement portion. I'm not saying much more. Again, the same thing, people remind you to say Melacha Kodesh. Okay? They'll say, whatever. Those are all practical things. You're reminding the tzibur. Here we're saying, wait, you know, there's some kind of an isser, but that's the lesson of Shulchan looking back in 61, some including Dalaz. Asr lahasker geshem, atche yachriz ashatz, whatever yachriz. Those shots mean. It means the chazan, it means the gabba, the rabba, whatever it is. What kind of Jew is that? Yeah, but why?
It's not a minion, but a guy has to go to the hospital with him.
Right. He shouldn't say it.
He shouldn't say it.
Unless there's a shaman in town somewhere, right? Yeah. So it's
that's the other thing.
So again, I'm not going into all that now, but but the Rav asks, what do you need this for? Well, right. Why do we have this formal, the much more formal presentation? So he said it goes back, we'll finish, it's come full circle, it goes back exactly to this idea that Mashiach HaGeshem is not just a seasonal insert. It's a shemach of Ritzit Hashem. And you know what? You're not allowed to just insert that because you feel like inserting it. You see, the same Talamotar, everything with the brisk is a mati, right? The same Talamotar, it's a request. I can put in any request I want in the Shalasin. So I can put in, so I can add, I can say in Refaino, I'm asking for some of my family, a friend of mine should get better, whatever. You don't need. So one second, Mashiach HaGeshem is a Sheva. If you praise Hashem the wrong way, it borders on a blasphemous, right? You're shortchanging. You're going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You'll fall short. That's why I printed it for the last sources. The famous Gemara Baruch Islam and Gilman Beis. Hahu Derech is Kameh Dev Chanina. Omar HaKel HaGadol HaGibur VaHanor VaAdir VaAzaz VaRoy HaChazir VaAmit VaVadav. It said the whole Adir Hu. You know, Melechu, you know, Norahu, Sagihu. He said that in the Shmon Esrei. So he thought he's doing a good thing. His Rebbe afterwards said, what are you doing? He said, Siyamtino Lakula Shlach Demar?
You can get more.
And you can't. So why do we do only these three? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said it. Rashi tells the Pasuk in Dvarim Yud, Hakel HaGol HaYuvan Rashi Elo Yisavar Moshe said those prayers. All right, different problem. But the other Tzukim, at least there's the sources in Tanakh. But at the end of the day, what emerges in that Gemara? When it comes to a Shevach, you can't do it. You can't just make up a Shevach just like that. Okay?
So you
know why? Because the formality is an act of the tzibur. The Rav said that the koch and the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, right? Then you can make a takana. Then you can an individual person. So when it comes to the same Talamata, even the Yalav Yavos, you just mention it to Shchanes. But when it's a shevach of Ritzui and you're a prelude to, you can't just make up shevach on your own. You can't just do that. Therefore, you need this formal achraza. There has to be an announcement telling you, one second. And that's why the Yerushalmi stresses the lashon shliach tzibur, whether he meant the chazan or he meant the rabbi, the shamus, the gabbai, whatever it is. But it's an act of tzibur.
Yeah, that's a good connection.
Yeah, but that's the point. He said you can't. You can do much more. He tried to do more than that, and the Rebbe told him he can't do it. I was just going to say, I forgot to bring them there. You can look it up yourself. Is it here somewhere? I thought I had a copy of it.
Specific zero serves the same purpose.
Yeah, but maybe there's a takana. It's called Galatia.
There's two pages of Lipos.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Also, two pages of Shevach before you start to say,
This is the old volume. In the second edition, you have to look it up in this. Yeah, all those tzukim. That also serves Ritzui. It's true. I'm sorry, I don't see the other edition, but take my word for it. It's page Lamed Ches, the newer edition of Nitzin Arav, that's what the Hachroz is about. And it all relates to Mashiach HaGeshem being this form of Ritzur. Sure, everybody, good Shabbos.